I am speaking with Claudette Reed, a Portage City Council member who is running for re-election. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Gordon. I am a two-term member of the Portage City Council. I've been on for 8 years. My day job is as an occupational therapist. I work for the Business Network Unit, which is part of Michigan Rehab Services, and I specialize in technology accommodations for persons with disabilities on the job. And in that role as a consultant, I am looking at issues and problems, coming up with possible solutions, talking to the stakeholders, pulling information in, and then coming up with the best possible options for everyone that's most cost effective. It's interesting that the same process is what goes on in City Council. So I really have found that my education has helped me be able to be an effective City Council member. I have also been very pleased to be the mayor pro tem for the last 2 years. In Portage, the mayor pro tem is elected by the other council members, and so that was a real honor.
So why are you running for another four-year term?
I'm running for another four-year term because we really do have some issues out on the horizon, which we need to have an understanding of how the how government works and how to be able to deal with some of those issues. The things that I anticipate are coming up, we have been dealing with a reduction in revenue to the city. That has happened because since 2008, property values have plummeted. And even though they seem to be stabilizing and hopefully will gradually continue to increase, the city also has seen an equal reduction in revenues. Portage has been able to handle that by reducing the staffing and rearranging departments, combining departments, reducing staffing through attrition rather than having to have layoffs. At this point, we really have gotten about as lean and mean as we can. And we're looking at having to reduce. If we have to reduce more, it's going to affect some services. And an example of that has been the summer entertainment series was one thing that we did. We had to cut out this past year. And we're hoping that we'll be able to work with some private entities and citizens to help fill in some of those kinds of programming. The other thing that's looming out on the horizon is the personal property tax. This is a tax that industrial business owners pay for the equipment that they have. And the state government has decided they want to eliminate that tax. In Portage, that's over 18% of our revenue. And so by eliminating that, that's a significant hit to our budget. Now, the state will be replacing some of it, but they don't quite know how much, and they don't quite know how they're going to do it. And one of the ways that is being proposed is to allow the municipalities to levy an additional tax to the businesses for the coverage of police and fire. Either way you look at it, it's going to be a difficult thing to have to work through. And I think that at the end of it, we're not going to have the full 18%, so that we are looking at having to deal with some of those kinds of issues.
Well, let's maybe break down issues in this way. What is something that you think the city council is going to have to deal with within, say, 6 months of you being sworn in for your next term, assuming you're reelected? And what's something that you think you might be dealing with for the full four-year term if you're on there again?
I think that something that's coming up in the next 6 months is looking at consolidated dispatch. We have a meeting on Thursday, elected officials from all of the municipalities that are involved to be able to receive the report that the consultant has put together. Portage was one of four groups or four municipalities that helped to fund the monies to hire the consultant. And so now we're looking at that report. And then once we get the report, we've got to figure out what we're going to do about that. And most people assume that when you consolidate services, there is a is significant savings in money. And that may not be true. In fact, the report is indicating that it is definitely not going to be true. And we're looking at increasing revenue for this service through several different means. So that's something that's coming up in the next 6 months. Looking at long term, I think that adjusting budgets is going to be a continual issue, that we are going to have a gradual increase in property values and therefore a gradual increase in revenue. I can't say that the expenses are going to increase as gradually. And so we'll continue to be challenged to be able to live within our means.
Let's talk about the consolidated dispatch a little bit more. Under what circumstances would you, as a city council member, say, yeah, Portage should be part of that?
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, when we did our last citizen survey, Portage has been doing regular citizen surveys, we did ask a question about consolidating services. And it came back very clearly that the citizens of Portage are supportive of consolidating services if it doesn't cost more and if the services are at least as good, if not better. And so what they're saying is that we will go into an issue of consolidation if the services are better or they are cheaper. But if they're not better or cheaper, there's no reason to go into that. So I think that is a pretty clear indication of what I'm going to be looking at in any consolidation. We want to be able to come up with a plan that allows both entities or all entities that are involved to have something better at the end that is not as expensive, if at all possible. That's not an easy thing to do. And the other aspect of consolidation is the governance. We've seen in the largest consolidation so far in the county, which is the Kalamazoo Area Transportation Authority, that the governance piece of that has been very tricky, and it has taken much longer than we originally anticipated in order to bring together the governance of the line haul services and the demand services within the KCTA. I think the KCTA and Consolidated Dispatch, going through the process, painfully slow though it may be, is going to give us some really good ideas as to how to best structure things like this. Then we may be able to look at some other kinds of consolidations.
We should note for our audience here, you're on the board of the KCTA, correct?
No, I am not on board of the KCTA, but I have been the co-chairman for the campaigns for the county since 2006.
Okay.
So I am very supportive, and I do support public transit greatly.
I apologize for misstating your role, but I want to make sure people know you had some involvement there.
Yes.
So, are there other government services out there that it may be on the horizon yet, but yet you think are worthy of at least a study of seeing if they can be consolidated? Anything specifically?
One thing that I think we need to take a look at, and we've sort of dipped our baby toe in so far, is fire services. Portage has mutual aid agreements with municipalities that border Kalamazoo, Texas Township, so that if there is a fire on the border, both of the entities get the alarm, both of them show up, and whoever shows up first becomes the primary one fighting the fire, and whoever comes second is the secondary one. It's important with Texas Township because we have some equipment, the really high ladder trucks that Texas Township does not own. They own some equipment that has to do with confined space rescue that Portage does not own. So having that consolidation or mutual aid agreement does allow for us to be able to use each other's equipment and to assist each other and not have to duplicate those things. So we've sort of around the edges looked at that. I think that a broader look at fire safety and fire really may be a place that makes sense because the boundaries don't make as much sense as far as where you're going to go from the fire. It's whichever firehouse happens to be the closest. So that would be after we've dealt with consolidated dispatch and transit, I would like to take a look at fire.
Southwest Michigan First presented results of a study this summer. It showed that local governments in this area need to consider how they spend money, but also how they raise it. Are you in favor of looking at some different methods of raising revenue? Are there things that you would consider perhaps to bring in more money to the coffers in Portage?
I would certainly be willing to take a look at that. I think that the very heavy reliance that we have on property taxes puts all municipalities, at local municipalities, at a difficult situation. The city is the entity that is determining what is the value of your property and then taxing you on your value. And so there is the perception of the city has a benefit for valuing your property higher than it truly is. And a lot of people have some difficulty with that. And I think it is a difficult process. And it's all, you know, it is a decision or a opinion as to what your house or my house happens to be worth. It's the decision, it's an opinion of an educated person, but it's still an opinion. If we had other kinds of revenue, we might be able to pull back a little bit and not rely quite so heavily on property taxes. I have noted that the state and federal government don't use property taxes. And so if it was such a great idea, I think they might. So I'd love to look at some other options. I'm not looking at trying to increase the tax burden on citizens. What I'm trying to find is a more stable tax revenue source for municipalities so that we don't have the ups and downs that we've had when the property taxes or property values plummeted.
Since you brought up the whole issue of value of property. I mean, is there a way to do this third party in some way that perhaps leaves residents thinking that whoever is determining how much their property is worth doesn't have a dog in the fight?
By municipalities hiring a third party, it's not really perceptually any different than the municipality doing it themselves.
Because if Portage is paying that person's salary, then presumably that person has an interest in keeping the city of Portage or any other municipality happy with the final evaluation.
Correct. And so if we are looking at having a third party do it, it would have to be a third party that doesn't benefit in any way, shape, or form. I'm not sure who that would be. I'm not comfortable saying I want the state government to do the assessment. So from that standpoint, it is a very tricky thing to try and figure out.
But what you're shooting for here is some sort of roughly revenue neutral system.
Correct.
Where property taxes are not a big part of the equation or not as big a part as they are now.
That's what I would like to see. I'd like to see property taxes be a smaller percentage and look at some other type of revenue as something so that it stabilizes things out. If you're talking about setting up an investment portfolio, you want to diversify so you don't feel the ups and downs. I see for the revenue for the city the same sort of thing.
Any specific ideas of what that replacement revenue could be?
Certainly, things that might be on the table would be sales tax or income tax, but there's a lot of different ways to combine and to slice and dice it. So I don't have a plan, but I think that we need to start talking because we've seen over the last 5 years that property values are not the stable revenue source that everyone thought that they were.
Okay. You say those things should be on the table anyway, sales and
income
tax.
Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned having to cut the summer entertainment series, but you also talked there's a possibility of that coming back. What would that look like if it were to happen?
Well, what it would look like has a lot to do with what the citizens and any private entities that are interested in doing that would like to be able to see. And personally, I could see we have a wonderful resource in the city of Kalamazoo with the Civic Theater. Portage has some great venues for being able to show plays. So that would seem to be a very reasonable collaboration to be able to have some of the youth programs that they have in the summer and possibly some of the plays shown at some of the venues within Portage. That might be an example.
Are there any other services or programs right now that you think the city should consider scaling back on or eliminating, or you mentioned earlier being lean and mean. Is this as lean and mean as you want to get?
We have tried to keep the budgets for the parks as good as possible, because one of the things that we recognize is that the citizens of Portage really do appreciate the parks and the trails and those facilities that we have. And so keeping those up has been a priority. Other than that, the things that we're really looking at are the core services. We're talking, you know, water and sewer, roads, fire and police. It's hard to look at how you can cut back on those things.
But the other things you're talking about here, you know, parks and recreation, summer entertainment series, I mean, I suppose to someone who doesn't live right in Portage, these may not sound like essential services, but as someone on the city council, do you see them as important to the quality of life for people who live there, and something that keeps people in the city or makes them want to move there?
Absolutely. I think that not only the parks and the other cultural activities that we have, but our partnerships that we have with Portage Public Schools and with the regional library, these are the kinds of things that really pull people in and make this a great community to live in. We've had a formal collaboration with the library and with the schools to try to encourage coordination of services. And we're looking at having a joint strategic planning program in the upcoming year for all of those facilities, not just for the city, but for all of them. Those are the kinds of things that bring people here and keep them here. And we really need to, even though the city council doesn't have control over the library or the schools, by working together, we're able to strengthen the whole package. And that's what people are looking at, is the whole package of what makes up Portage.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
I encourage everyone to come out and vote on November 5th, and I hope that you will consider voting for me, Claudette Reed.
Claudette, thank you for your time.
Thank you.